get up and get out inside and look at it. It's just it's a magnet. It's a diamond. It's a magnet. It's not very tall, but the case is laying in the back, and I'm not sure the exact number on it.
Well, if you're using diamond, you're using good stuff, man. Yeah, I've never had problems with these. Although, you know, these farmers get out and about with their combines, and they knock branches down, they break them, but they don't come into the ground. And then you drive through there where you've driven through there a zillion times, and, yeah, there's a branch hanging down, and it was dark, and it hit my antenna and broke it.
Yeah, this one I had years ago was diamond, too, but it was more solid. I don't remember the brand, what number it was, but it was like a solid, and you could bend it in the middle. You pull a sleeve down and bend over, you know, the thumb. This one's really short, but works pretty good, I guess.
So much for technology, eh? Yeah, these diamonds, they work good. I like them. It wasn't that much. One of my friends told me you ain't going to find parts for it. Well, I went and I found a place, and they didn't carry it, but they knew the number to call to Diamond to get them, and it was fairly cheap. I had to buy a phasing coil and the top part of my antenna, and phasing coil was like $12, and the top part was like $24, so it was worth it.
Yeah, this is real. Well, I can get out and look and tell you exactly what it is. It's not that big. It's not that big around either. I could actually almost go in the garage with it, but it would kind of bend it a little bit. Probably only about a little over a foot tall, maybe.
Oh, wow. That's cool. You're getting out perfect. I mean, I hear you like you're sitting in the seat beside me.
Yeah, you sound real good, too, like you're sitting right here. Let me jump out real quick. I want to see what I got to know myself. Hang on, can you see it? I'll give you.